You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wanda, I want to let you know that my mom did text me. She thanked me for the plug on doing the content on the business card entry. And if anybody wants my mom to enter your business cards, give us a call here at the show at 305-541-2350.
Enter mine.
Yeah, well, she'll do that. She will. She loves it. It keeps her busy, keeps her active. She's a great typist. Her fingers fly.
Wow.
And she's a positive energy. And the best part about it is I always get cookies when she brings them back.
How fast are her thumbs?
Pretty fast.
Wow.
Pretty fast.
All right, Lolly.
She's not really like a gamer, though. We were talking about that a little earlier, e-gaming. You know, that's
yes.
A really big sport. My cousin owns one of the teams. They're called the Misfits.
I can't believe they're teams.
They're called the Misfits. They're based here in South Florida. I'm pretty sure that the Miami Heat might be his partner in the deal. I know the Heat are in the gaming. I know the NBA is real big in this gaming thing.
Wow.
It is. So, Wanda, what's going on today?
Well, today is the National Day of – it's Electronic Greetings Day.
Electronic Greeting Day, like yeah. On a sign?
So, no, you can text, I think, just digitally send someone a greeting.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, here, I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. That's electronic, right?
All right.
Well, hello, everybody. Hi, have a great day today.
You're done.
All right, thanks.
Okay, there are 5 random facts for Thursday if you're interested.
How about number 3?
I can give you 2 or 3.
Well, you can give me as many as you
want.
Well,
this one I like.
Give me the good ones.
I'll put it in a question form.
You're going to editorialize.
In the form of a question.
Okay, Deegan made me more.
The top 3 most spoken languages in the world. What do you
Mandarin?
Think?
Mandarin?
Nope.
English?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I knew that. English?
And that's that.
French?
Nope.
Spanish?
Nope. You're done.
I'm done. What is
English
it?
Is number 1. Right. At number 2, Polish. Who knew?
No way.
I know. And then at number 3, Irish. We just had the Irish.
Are you kidding me?
It's true.
How is that possible?
That's what I'm told.
Well, I think they're full of it on that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think your source is probably Irish.
Fake news. All right.
Hey now, we don't do fake news here. Right. We just do fun news.
Okay, and a random fact for this Thursday. The Rocky Horror Picture Show has been in theaters longer than any other movie. Have you seen it?
I've seen it multiple times.
Have you done the dances?
I do the dances, but I don't dress up. Okay,
do the time warp?
I guess. Let's do the time warp today.
Again? Is it again or yeah? I don't know what they're saying.
I think it's again or today.
Or yeah. Hey.
You do a step to the left.
That's something like that.
Or a step to the right.
A step to the right.
There you go.
All right, and then one more.
Brad.
20th Century Fox scheduled Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel, to come out 1 week after Avatar because they were worried Avatar would bomb.
I think that somebody there doesn't know what they're doing.
So they kind of missed that one.
Missed that one.
That was a squeakquel.
I kind of like that word, squeakquel.
Yeah, I do too. Oh, one more.
Yeah.
Because Bill Maher is always saying, why are there 2 Dakotas? Well,
I do know why there are 2 Dakotas.
Do you?
Well, why don't you tell
me? Why don't you tell me?
Well, the reason that there were 2 Dakotas, I think, was because one wanted to be a free state and one wanted, I don't remember.
No, the Northerners wanted Bismarck as their capital and the Southerners wanted Pierre. So they split, and that's why we have 2 Dakotas.
That's really cool. You know, I was watching my favorite show on TV, I'm going to out myself, is Aerial America, when they just fly over the country on, like, the Smithsonian Channel and just show everything.
Really?
Oh, I love that.
That sounds kind of cool.
It's amazing.
With a plane?
They do with a plane, and then the guy's talking, the same guy, and he talks about the history of the state while he's doing it, and that's why I kind of knew the Dakotas, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Teddy Roosevelt that had a house in the Dakotas and drove a lot of that. And then the one I saw last night was on Idaho. I didn't realize all the beautiful valleys and things that they have in Idaho and how gorgeous it is. I almost wanted to move to Idaho.
Well, things are really pretty from up above.
Well, they only did it during the summertime also. So high five on that guy.
You come down a little.
Me.
Oh, there we are.
Go. All right. So that's been my favorite radio, my favorite TV show. I love to come home and watch the news, and then after I'm done getting myself stimulated with the news.
That's your business.
Yeah, well, anyway, then I watch the Aerial America, and I like to just mellow out. Sometimes I'll turn on music and just do that kind of thing. It's just the most relaxing thing in the world. There's no agenda, just beautiful green stuff everywhere.
What are you listening to these days?
What am I listening to?
Mm-hmm.
I actually need to replumb my listening because my playlists are getting a little dated.
Yeah.
Well, they've always been dated, but now they're getting really dated. And I'd really like it if you could give me a hand. My mom always gives me a hand. My mom loves all the modern stuff. She actually has a, this is actually a true statement. My mom made me get her one of those radios that you put in your car that's a satellite radio, XM Series XM.
Series, yes.
Yeah. You know why she wanted one?
Why?
So she could listen to the reggaeton station. My mom's the queen of reggaeton.
Is that Pitbull station?
I don't know, Mom.
You know he has a station.
Call Wanda. I know, but call Wanda and tell her what some of the bands are. You know, call her at 305-541-2350 and tell
You know what I've recently discovered is Native American hip hop.
Really?
It's very cool. I mean, I like to get dancing in the morning.
I was going
to
say.
Gets my blood a pumping.
So you Googled that?
Well, no, I think I was doing a show, actually, with a Native American, and I wanted some music to, you know,
some modern,
I was curious about Native American and how they've modernized their music, and of course, everyone dabbles in hip-hop, and they have.
No, I think it's great. I'd love to see a photo of the hip-hop band that
Maybe
was
we'll
Native
play a little
American.
Bit.
That would be good. I think that. Why don't you go look that up? We can play that in the next
segment.
Hey,
I got it right here.
I'm sure you do. Why don't you hit it?
Raring to go. Hang on.
All
well,
right.
No, let's wait till the break.
All right. I think that's probably a better idea.
Yeah.
Well, you
okay.
want to go to an early break and play
no.
it now?
No. Well, right. We can, but not right now.
I understand.
Let's talk a little bit.
Well, I'm having a great time. So listen, I had a great time with you. We went to the book fair. Thanks to Lisa Paley for helping us meet the authors. We met Mark there. We had a great time with Mark. Walked around. Didn't have a funnel cake. I really wanted a funnel cake. Wanda, how come I couldn't have a funnel cake?
Funnel cakes. Well, they're not really good for you, but maybe just one.
Well, you know, maybe I'll just have a donut instead of the
so
whole funnel
messy.
Cake. Yeah, I know. But it's not a fair without a not a street it's fair true. Without a funnel cake. But we had a great time. We brought Polo. Polo had his card with him, so they let Polo in because Polo's a service dog.
He is. He's a great service dog.
He is a great service dog. In fact, earlier I thought he was trying to come up and huggle up me, but it was just maybe he thought I had a bad day and he was huggling
me.
Oh,
he
up.
Does know.
It was great.
He does
came in,
know.
Laid that little white head right in my little lap, had me stroke him. Did have a little bit of a bad breath routine going there, though.
Hey, I'll work on that.
Yeah, he did have doggy breath, baby.
Listen, you know, he's a dog. I'm not about brushing his teeth every day.
No, it's all good. I love that dog. In fact, he's my favorite puppy right now.
You know,
now.
He will not let me raise my voice.
Oh, my gosh.
If I start to raise my voice, he comes over. He's like, calm it, bring it down.
Oh, my gosh. That's so
him.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
I love him.
Well, it's great to have a beautiful, beautiful pet like that and somebody to run around and hug and kiss, even if you do have bad breath. And it's amazing how even when the door is closed, he'll come out and stand by the different door that he wants to go. I think that Polo's trying to be the manager of the show. No knock. I mean, the manager of the station.
He is.
No knock on Jim. I think Polo might do a good job.
Well, he keeps people in line.
Well, how about having Polo? I'd say
office.
Polo could do the digital marketing, but he doesn't have enough fingers and toes.
I'm working on a little harness for him that carries little water so he can go from...
Where did you get those ties that he wears? How many of those ties do you have?
He has about 10 ties.
Where do you get those?
Those are his work ties.
They're fabulous.
I got them on Amazon, where I get everything, really.
They're absolutely
Amazon's
terrific.
Got any. Just
guy knows
how.
Guy, Amazon guy knows where you live, huh?
It's like Google it, Amazon it.
I hear you. I love the Amazon stuff. Yeah. I get a lot of stuff on Amazon. Vivian recently decided that she was going to buy on Amazon, and now the people at the front gate are busy all day long.
We might have to post a picture of Polo on now with his tie.
I would love to have
on the
a
website.
Picture of Polo on the website.
Or on the Facebook site. Anyway,
well, maybe we should put Polo with his picture as the ID for the show this week.
Okay,
you
then.
You've got to send me one of those.
I will.
That'd be great. So look on our Facebook page. We're going to have a picture of Polo, the lovely white dog who is the mascot of our show.
He's an American Eskimo.
Okay, well, that is.
In
is
case
that,
people always ask.
Is that
so
like
we'll
a purebred? Is he a purebred?
Well, he's a rescue, but he's as pure as I can tell.
I think he's purely beautiful and nice. What do you think about that?
He's awesome.
All right, let's go to break. We're going to have some great stuff. And are we going to play that Native American music? I knew there'd be some drums.
Of course.
Is this about Hanukkah?
Not so much.
That's okay. We'll...
This is where the hip-hop comes in.
Okay. I wish
dance.
I could broadcast you dancing. That would be the best highlight on the show. Okay, I got it.
It's kind of wicky-wacky.
It's kind of wicky-wacky, no doubt about it.
Wichy-wachy? Okay,
no,
go
No, wichy-wachy is where they do the...
mermaids.
It's great. Have you ever been to wichy-wachy?
Not yet.
I have. It's great.
It looks great.
It was really a lot of fun. Is it even open anymore?
I was a mermaid in another life.
Well, okay.
That's another story.
Well, you were a rescue mermaid, I guess.
Hmm.
There you go. How about that?
A merman.
You're a mer person.
Or.
You're very Murray.
Whatever.
Bill Murray. And that's me. And now let's go to break.
All right.